Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es Pchairis, Perik, Beis, Mishnah Ches. This is the last Mishnah of where we're not sure which is which. We have over here two sheep. Achas Bichra, one already had a baby, so any male child, even a male child that's born, is not a Pchair. V'achas Loi Bichra, the one that's born from this, would be a Pchair, because this one never had a Pchair yet. V'yolda Shnei Zacharim, they gave birth to two Zacharim, and they got mixed up. So the Mishnah Echad Loi, one stays by the Bailam, the Echad, and one of them is given to Lakayan, to the Kayan, because for sure one of them is a Pchar, and one is not a Pchar. Rabbi Tarfon says a Kayan Bar Leia Sayafa. Kayan picks the best of the two, because that's probably the one that came out first. Rabbi Kiva says Meshamnen Beinayan. No, Kayan has to take the lesser one, because we don't know for sure that the better one is his. So the value between the lesser one and the greater one is the point that's in dispute. And we say, Amaitzi Mechaveri Olav Haraya. The Kayan has the burden of proof to say it's his. So again, Misham de Benayan practically means the Kayan takes the lesser one. Vasheni, the second one that stayed in the hands of the Bailim, Yerachi Yitzdoev, should graze until it gets a mum, and then he can shecht it and eat it. V'chayiv b'matanais. According to the Shita Memanavshach, if it's the Pchar, you have to give the whole thing to him. We're just not making you give the whole thing to him because we're not sure it's the Pchar. And if it's not the Pchar, so it's Chayiv and Zrael, Chayiv and Keva. Like any Chulin would be Chayiv. Rabbi Yossi patters the Keves that remained in the hands of the Bailam from Matnas Kehuna, because according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't work this way. We're not saying, well, either it's Chulin, he has to give him the Zrael, Chayiv and Keva, or either it's a Pchar which totally goes to him. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, this is considered a trade. The Kayan took one of them, and the understanding is either that's the Pchar, or he's trading it for this one. So it's like the Kayan gave it back to you. Rabbi Yossi says, Kal, any Safik Bechar, Shechalifa, Biyad Kayan, where you made a switch, and the Kayan took one of them, is Pater Min Hamatanais, for the reason explained. Right, so here we have some more words to explain the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Yossi says, whatever the Kayan takes one of them, even though we're not sure that that's the Pchar, automatically, the Bailam will be parted to give Matnes Kehuna from the second one, because we look at it this way. If the one he has is the Pchar, so it's like the Kayan gave it to him. They made a trade. Now maybe Taka, it's not the Pchar, but I don't know that. Reb Meir Mechayev. Reb Meir argues on Reb Yaisi. He holds that the one that's in the hands of the Bailam is Chayev B'Matnes Kehuna. Now, we didn't have these words are Meir Mechayev Tilna, but we now understand that when the Mishnah told us V'chayev B'matanais, that was the Shita of Reb Meir. Mesechet men, if one of them died before we had a chance to divide it, Reb Tarfin Oymer, and this is again Reb Tarfin after he has Charot on the Shita that we assume the stronger one came out first. Reb Tarfin Oymer Yachloiku, let them divide it amongst themselves. Reb Akiva Oymer, no. The one remaining one is not going to be divided. The Kohen can't get anything because it might seem a Chavrei Yolav Araya. We'll say to the Kohen, prove that this one is the Pchar. Maybe the Pchar died. If the two sheep were Zachar and Nekeva, they gave birth to a Zachar and Nekeva, ain't Kam the Kohen Klum. Because here, even according to Reb Tarfon, the Kohen is standing on much weaker grounds, because it could be that there is no Pchar at all.